This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump, by the end of this day, is expected to be acquitted of the twin impeachment charges against him in the Senate here in Washington. That became apparent last night, with Republicans promising to hold firm in denying the Democrats the support they need to subpoena witnesses, key among them, former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton. In a reported book excerpt, Bolton says the president had told him he was withholding military aid to Ukraine until he got a public assurance it would investigate his political rival, Joe Biden, at the heart of the impeachment case. Now it appears Bolton will not get the chance to testify, and the White House is seeking to block the publication of his book. More on all this from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Some observers were surprised to hear retiring Republican Senator Lamar Alexander of Tennessee say that he will oppose calling more witnesses. He said there's no need for more evidence. Alexander was considered a pivotal vote, as was Maine Senator Susan Collins, who's announced that she will vote to allow witness testimony. With a 53-vote majority, a handful of Republican senators would have to defect from party leadership and vote with Democrats to keep the trial going. If that happens, more arguments, as Democrats press to hear testimony from former National Security Advisor John Bolton and others. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The Australian Health Minister today confirmed there are now 9 cases of the coronavirus in the country. Australians returning from Wuhan in Hubei province in China, the epicenter of the virus outbreak, are being quarantined on Christmas Island. Many countries are evacuating their citizens from China, while Australian authorities are negotiating with Beijing to get more of their nationals repatriated. The United States is warning its citizens to avoid travel to China, and Pakistan has halted all flights to and from China and will delay the opening of a key border crossing with its neighbor. More news at VOAnews.com.